Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Gimel. Nazir Daf Gimel. We left off Beis on Beis. Let's pick it up for the two dots around six, seven lines up from the bottom of the page. So, Gemara. We had said in the Mishnah, if he says, Ahed Noah, Nazir. If a person says, I should be, and just say, I shall be, he says, I should be handsome, then that is also a Nazir. Ask the Gemara. We spoke already from the Rush, which comes from these Gemaras, that we know when it says, Aha is a Nazir. Alone I shall be. The Rosh says it's actually an easier scenario. We're talking about where the Nazir is Ivir Lefanav, and that's the easier scenario to make it Naziris. Just the expression of Aha, I shall be with the Nazir Lefanav, is create a situation where it's clear, together we ended off yesterday with the Beliboy in his heart that he wants to be a Nazir, that creates a Naziris. Whereas when he says Aha Noah, the Gemara is going to ask right away, maybe Noah means I should be handsome, I should beautify myself in some other manner, not Naziris. Ask the Gemara, the Dilma Anolafon Mitzvahs. Maybe he means I shall beautify myself in Mitzvahs, like we learned, Kitanya, Zekelim Aveim, Anolafon Mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Zekelim Aveim, we darshan, it's actually a Gemara, darshan this by the Reblez Damila in Afkufla Megimel in Shabbos. The Gemara makes a similar drasha about the din of hider mitzvahs from Zekil Mameo. What does it mean? And the fun of mitzvahs, says Agamar as well. As the fun of Sukkanah, I'll make in front of him, the fellow perhaps means to be saying, I'll make in front of Akash Baruch Hu a Sukkanah, a Lulavna, Tzitzizna, Echtel fun of Sefetarna, I'll write a Sefetarna, and I'll wrap it b'shiramnam in nice silks. I'll make a nice mantle as a cover. Maybe that's what the Na is going on. I'll do mitzvahs b'na like Zekei Levaveo. How do we know Na means a lashon of handsome, a lashon of Na related to growing his hair out like a Nazir? Amar Shmuel Shatafas Basare. The case is, well, while he was saying Aha Naya, he's holding on to his hair. V'amar Ana. While he's saying, making the declaration, he holds his hair and he says, Ana, I should be handsome. So it's clear he means with regard to growing his hair out, which means with regard to Nazir. So it means that when he says in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Aha Naya, is a Nazir, is talking about where in addition to the Nazir, even the fun of, he's holding his hair and he's saying, Aha Naya. Okay. Now, before we go further, just really more of a general Shas topic, not so much related to Nazirs per se. We've addressed over here the idea of Zekelev Aveo, the mitzvah of Hidr, the idea of Hidr mitzvah. So now, the first, we'll go backwards. The whole discussion whether or not it's mitzvah deraisa, but before we even get there, what exactly is Hidr mitzvah? Is it its own new mitzvah? Zekelev Aveo is a separate mitzvah to beautify each mitzvah. So you have, well, let's just call it 612 mitzvahs, and then there's a 613 mitzvah to go beautify the other 612 mitzvahs. It's a separate mitzvah in and of itself, there's a separate mitzvah of Hidr, or no? Within each mitzvah, there's an obligation to beautify. But now that the Torah tells us, Zekelev Aveo, it's a gilui within each individual mitzvah, and there is a mitzvah of being mahader within each mitzvah itself. That is a shailah nachrenus. There wouldn't be a Gshmak Araya from the Gemara that we referenced before, Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel, where the Gemara says that when you do a bris milah Shabbos, we know bris milah bismane is deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara says there's a din of tzitzin sheinim akrim. There's little strands of skin near the makamila that we're supposed to cut off, but they're not ma'akiv. They're not requisite for the mitzvah of mila. On Shabbos, when one does bris mila on Zeich Shabbos, even the tzitzim akvim, the tzitzim I should say, she'ena makvim, even the tzitzim that are not requisite, are still, he's able to do them, to cut them out, b'shas, the mitzvah. Now, bishlam, if you say that the hiddur mitzvah becomes a chalik of the mitzvah, it's a chalik of the mitzvah itself. So now the tzitzim, she'ena makvim, which is what we'll call more of like a hiddur mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah meal itself, so it makes sense that when meal is Deicha Shabbos, that's also Deicha Shabbos. But if you learn that Hidr mitzvah is always an ancillary thing, you have each mitzvah, and separately there's a mitzvah to be mahadim each mitzvah. If it's separate, who says the separate mitzvah to be mahadim the mitzvah would be Deicha Shabbos? The Chor shouldn't be. The Chor is a raya that we view Hidr mitzvah as a chalik of the mitzvah. It gets built into each individual mitzvah itself, and it's not an additional thing over and above the mitzvah, Kshmak Araya, for that Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Now, whether or not the din of Hidr is deraisa, we said Argamar, we have drushas Zekelev Aveo. It's really Gemara and Shabbos Kufam Gil elaborates a little more about this drush of learning out from Zekelev Aveo, which we of course have from, we say by Zashir, that there's a din of Hidr mitzvah. So the truth is Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Chavtes, the Gemara over there discusses a lulav hayavish, a dry lulav. And the Gemara says it's pasul, it's no good. Rashi says, why? Because it's missing in Zekelev Aveo. It's pasul because it's missing in Zekelev Aveo. Now, Rashi clearly must be learning that Zekelev Aveo is some sort of din deraisa. Because how can there be a din, a lulav hayavish is possible, yet he yates the mitzvah, if the whole din of Zekelev Aveo is only a rabbinic din? The Rashi, the Mashmai says that it's a, the Raisa, Tais over there actually argues, says Daf Chavtes in Sukkah, argues and says, no, Zekiyam Aveyu is a hinder, it's a din l'chatchila. It's not requisite, it's not bidyevet. Zekiyam Aveyu is a din l'chatchila, and therefore, it would, that wouldn't be the reason why, Lulav Hayavish is possible. Some Sefer defends Rashi with a very interesting remark. Some Sefer says, we find elsewhere that a, something which is missing in Zekiyam Aveyu is going to be possible. Where is that? The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chaf Amei, the Gemara in Gittin discusses, let's say you have a Sefer Torah, and a person wrote a Sefer Torah, and he didn't write the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishma. And the supposed to have the Shemus of Hashem written, Lishma, so what does he do? He wants to kind of retrace over where he already has Shem Hashem, right over with ink, new ink, for Shem Hashem again, on top of that, with ink, and do a Lishma. So the Gemara says there, it's no good, you know why? Because the Sefer Torah is going to look Kimanumer. You're going to have all the Shemus of Hashem are going to be much darker, much bolder, because they're being rewritten, as opposed to the other wording in the rest of the words of the Torah, which will have a lighter print. It looks like spotted. The number means like spotted, like a leopard. It looks spotted, and that's not considered Mahudr. That's not Zekiyam Aveyu, and therefore it would be puzzle. That's the Gemara in Gittin, Achav Beis, saying because it's not Mahudr, because it's not Zekiyam Aveyu, it's puzzle. Says Chacham Sefer, Rashi didn't make up this idea that missing Zekiyam Aveyu can make a puzzle. It's already Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chacham Beis. But what is the criteria? The Chacham Sefer says, even Rashi's maskim, they're not going to say every single time Zekiyam Aveyu is a requisite, is a chiyuv, and if you don't have it, it's puzzle. So what's the guideline? So someone wants to say that Rashi learns, and that fits with the Gemara of the Gittin, that anything which is in the gufa mitzvah, any hiddur which is in the mitzvah itself, inherent, like the Sefer Torah, the words, the way it looks, if it's menumer or not. Or Rashi's case over there by Gemara Tzukah Chavdes, by the lulav. The lulav itself is yavesh. That's in the gufa mitzvah itself. Avad over there, we're going to say Zekiyam Aveyu, is not just a external hiddur, not just a maila, not something which is a nice thing to have, but not as optional. Rather, it becomes a chilek. It's requisite in the mitzvah itself. Whereas, where it's davich yitzaynig, a simple example is when you say luv tzarch eged, or luv means eged or not. The eged, right? Whether you have proper eged would be a hiddur. Eged would be a hiddur mitzvah. Let's say on a lulav, if you hold zamakev, if it's a hiddur mitzvah over there, so even if you didn't do it properly and you're missing out on that Zekiyam Aveyu, it still wouldn't ruin the mitzvah because it's an external thing to the mitzvah. It wraps around the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. When it's the mitzvah itself, that's when Rashi would say Zekiyam Aveyu could be ma'akev. When it's not the mitzvah itself, it wouldn't be ma'akev. L'maisa, it's this Taisvis that we quoted in Sukkah Chavtes is the Shitas saying Taisa Menachas says that Zekiyam Aveyu is Drabanan. We point out the Gemara itself is Mashmah that's Daraisa. The Gemara says Zekiyam Aveyu. It sounds like Hiddur Daraisa, but Taisvis learns Menachas and the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph as well. Taisa Menachas learns that it's only Drabanan. It's a nice thing. It's a lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev b'diavad. And the Ritva actually in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph spells out for us the fact that it's only lechatchila, but the evidence okay without it is the biggest right, that it's only a rabbinic din. It's not a derisic din. It is a rabbinic din. So again, Taisis Menachas, Taisis Sukkul Shtasai, simply like Zekiyam Aveyu is fully derabanan, and it's not makiv, it's only derabanan, and the ritual says the same, whereas Rashi seems to hold that in certain instances at least, we would say Zekiyam Aveyu would be derisa. One more last point, so we'll go back to the Gemara, that the one of the examples we give in Sukkah, nice lulav, nice tzitzis, our Gemara is tzitzis na. Right, which makes sense. Tzitzis is the mitzvah. When you have a four-cornered bag, there's a mitzvah on tzitzis. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes in Bava Kamma. Gemara Bava Kamma, the Gemara there quotes the same concept as Bryce with all these different mitzvahs that should be done. Bina, Zekiyam Aveyu, and Rashi there has a girsa, clearly talus na. Talus is the begin. Now, Pashas, we say, we of course, we use the word talus. Back then, talus didn't even mean talus like we use for davening. It meant literally it was an article of clothing they used to wear, like a shawl that they used to wear. But talus, noah, the question is that the talus isn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when I have a four-cornered beged, I put tzitzis on it. Tzitzis is the mitzvah, not talus. Why is there an inyan of having a talus, noah? So Rav Moshe Zatzal in Chubas, Arachayim, Chelik, Av, Simon, Kuf, Pei, and Arachayim, Chelik Aleph Kuf Pei Zion. Rav Moshe writes, it cannot mean literally there's a mitzvah to have nice clothing. It's essentially what we're saying. Mitzvah talus na, it means all this nice clothing that you put tzitzis on. To say that there's a mitzvah to have nice clothing put tzitzis on, Rav Moshe means very interesting svara. Because what's going to be with an ani? You can't afford nice clothing. Well, what's going to be with an ani with any hiddur? Anytime we have a mitzvah, mehadi the mitzvah. If ani can't afford, he can't do it. Why would that be a raya that talus punk doesn't have a dinna? The Rav Moshe's ikkakasha is, I think so, unless I'm misunderstanding it, ikkakasha is that the mitzvah sits as, like we're saying, the mitzvah is not the talus. So why would you say that there's a mitzvah? What would Rashi mean when he says in the Girsa that there's a mitzvah of a talus? No, Rashi wants to suggest perhaps we mean what we do today, really, but it's a beged miyuchas lemitzvah. We have a concept of beged miyuchas tefillas. We have certain begadim we put on just for davening. Whether some people gartel, some people it's a hat, some people it's a jacket. But we put on a beged for davening or our talis in the morning is a beged miyuchas tefillas, something special beged miyuchas tefillas. So Ramesh says that's what it could be perhaps referring to, that a beged as miyuchas for a mitzvah of tefillah or even for tzitzis, since you set it aside for tzitzis, like our tzitzis, we don't really wear a four corner beged. We do it specific for tzitzis. So if it's beged miyuchas, then maybe then the beged gets elevated also, just like there's an Indian to have a beged miyuchas tefillah, and such a beged taka, you should make na, such a beged it makes sense to make na. But in general, to say there's a mitzvah to make the beged na, to have tzitzis on it, the mitzvah is not the beged, the mitzvah is the tzitzis, and therefore Ramesha says it can't mean dafka that there's a inyan to have this nicer clothing just because of the mitzvah. Okay, says the more last line of the page, base on base. Ask the Mara. So ultimately coming out when he says ahanoa, he means naziris, and we asked maybe he means noah the mitzvahs like zekdev aveu, and we answer no because he's grabbing his hair as he says ahanoa. Ask the Gemara still nazirim mils davera. Naziris is an avera. Naziris, making naziris is a negative. We spoke about this in Akdam yesterday, whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing, we're in Nadar, Nafches, Nafches, and many other places. Neder in general could be a chayta. So says the Gemara, right? It's Kilu Barabama. So ask the Gemara, how can you say Nazira, which is a Milsa Aveira, Vamrin Le Na, and apply the word of Noah with regard to this act of Nazira, top of Gimel Aleph? In the Gemara says, not Shver, Dafilu. So you see, notice there's a strong amount of girsa changes here. We'll just go with the simple girsa in. Da'afilu, Allah Kapra, Dabin Azachait, Tiva Azachait, says, Nazir Zachait, Hanim the Gabin Azachait. This that we say Nazir Zachait, Allah Kapra says Nazir Zachait, is because he's a Nazir Tamei. He became, kept Nazirus for 28 days. He became Tamei, now he's got to start again. It is a stress that he may not want to keep his Nazir seriously because it's too much for him. So because he's trafficking in things that, in the unknowns and things that are dangerous, putting a serum on himself, so we say over there, I do a Dubai mitzvah, since he has to be seiser the beginning Naziris that he's already kept. The Amar Achmana Vayama Yivshayim Yipul Tamei Nizrei. The original days he kept; those are forfeited because he became Tamei. So Hasam Udilma Asam Mavet Al Nizrei. There's a big concern that he's going to succumb and be over again in the Naziris because of the length of time that Naziris is now, and that's when he's called a Chayta. Av Nazatar, a Nazir Nazatar, Lav Chayta Karibay, he's not called a Chayta, as Mar seems to be saying, even Kurta Blazo Kapper, a Nazir who's Tar, who did the process properly, is not called a Chayta, like we pointed out yesterday, that was the famous the case. Which Rosh Hashanah Tzaddik says, I wouldn't eat for any kavod nazir except for that one child who was so perfection, so he's beautiful, and he was attempted to do averus, and he declared a real nazir slash was a real commitment, and for the right purposes, avadi, that's not called the chait, that would be called the chait. So a nazir tar, and the mefarshim point out that there's a connection there, that typically if a person makes a real commitment and he does it properly for the proper intent, he'll be able to achieve a successful nazir's term, and that's what I'm saying, it wouldn't be a chait. So yeah, that could be called ana, that could actually be called Kaddish, right? The person is now holy. So ironically enough, something with the same act, the same declaration, if done not fully with the proper intent and the proper commitment, is an Aveira. And when done properly, he's called a Kaddish. He's called holy. So that's the word answer. He could be called Anoa, a Lashon of hands, a Lashon of Noa, and it could mean a din of Naziris. Now, the Tosfos on base and base, we have to go back to base and base. Second, the Bam Tosfos. Tosfos addresses a Bam Kasha. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Ayyub Zakapar says, one who makes himself a Nazir is called a Chayta. The Gemara says, no, that's only my Nazir Tamei. A Nazir Tamei is not called a Chayta. If you go to the third line of Taisis, second to last Taisis, Vamai, Taisis says, Vakasha, to Ba'alma Aisi, the Rabbi Lazar, Filu, a Nazir Tar. Al Shem Shetiyas Menayayin. The reason given why Rabbi Zakapar says a person who makes himself a Nazir is a Chayta, and that's why he brings a Karma Chattas. That's where Rabbi Lazar's Akapar says, Rabbi, he brings a Karma Chattas again. Why? He's a Chayta. Why is he a Chayta? Shetiyas Menayayin. Because he had to abstain. He made himself usher in wine. Now that applies even to a Nazir Tar. And currently Chayta. So how's Agamar saying that when he's Tar, he's not called Chayta Mishleimar? The Tar Nami is an unbelievable idea of Taisis. It's a big insight in life. The Tar Nami Ktsas Karle Chayta. You're right. Rabbi Loza Kapper indeed says that a Nazatar is called a Chayta because he was Mitzayim himself from wine. I, Hogamar's question was, how can you say a guy's a Chayta and still call it Noah? And your answer was, no, Noah is when he's Tameh, Chayta is when he's Tameh, Noah is when he's Tar. But we're saying now, today saying it's clear that he's called a Chayta even when he's Tameh, even when he's a Nazatar. Says Taisvis, you're right. The Tar Namik has Karile Chayta, Umekom Makayim HaMitzvah Rabba Ala Chayta. I don't want to say the words of an end justifying the means, because we don't say that. But Tosfos says along those lines, you got to look at the big picture. Over here, the mitzvah is greater than the chet. When he has a real commitment and he's doing a betara, the overall mitzvah of Naziris and being Kaddish is greater than the chet. Again, if someone's not holding there, and we say most of us are not, don't get involved. But if someone's holding there and he does it properly, yes, there's a chet, and yes, the mitzvah outweighs the chet. You think so these have to be a stira. How can there be a chet, a mitzvah and a chet? He says no. You can have with something that's an element of chet in it, and still, for the better picture, we gave many reasons yesterday why a person with pleasure zeros could be pleasure zeros in order to give shvachah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shasara for a kapara, he saw a sight of a kula, many reasons, but the point is, if he fits one of those reasons and he's doing it, the inyan gadol, the mitzvah, overrides the smochet. Kamaka mitzvah rabba alachet ulakach karli na, therefore can still be called na. And Tosfos says, I'll give you an example of this. Another case. Midi tahavi misana tanas chalam b'shabbos. And when we dress inside, we speak outside. This is Tosfos. Halacha is, if a person has a bad dream, he's supposed to have a tanas chalam ready right away the next day. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But if one has a bad dream on Shabbos, we say, he fasts, you want to right away get rid of the potential power of this negative dream, so he fasts the Titus Chaloyim right away on Shabbos. But you know what he has to do? He's got to fast another fast during the week to make up for fasting on Shabbos. He fasts on Shabbos to undo the negativity of the Chaloyim, and then as a tshuva for fasting on Shabbos, it's like kind of like a repentance, fast during the week. Well, if you got to do tshuva fasting on Shabbos, why tell me I have to fast on Shabbos? That makes sense. You tell me fast on Shabbos to undo the Chaloyim, and then you tell me fast during the week to do a tshuva for fasting on Shabbos. We don't say go do an aver and then this is the tshuva you have to do. We never say that. And so here we're saying fast on Shabbos and then go fast during the week to undo the fast on Shabbos to get a kapara fast on Shabbos. Teretz is that the need, the necessity to fast on Shabbos to overpower this chaloyim, this negative chaloyim, is much more powerful and more important than, even though it requires doing what we call a ptas avera, that requires a tikkun of fasting during the week. You look at the big picture. You don't just look at everything in a vacuum. You don't say, oh, this act right itself. You have ideas elsewhere where we say exactly opposite, where we say that you have to look at each act. If there's something wrong in this act, I can't do it, even though there's a bigger picture. But here, Tosfos clearly is bringing Agamar and Nazir and the Din of Chalayim, where we see that there could be a quote of Tzas Avera, but in the bigger picture, for the overall good, it's more important to see the overall picture, even if it means at the expense of being over Tzas Avera. Very, very big aside in Tosfos. Okay, so that's more further. We're back on Gimel Malaf by two dots towards the top. Harini Kazet. We said the Mishnah fulfills as Harini Kazet. And by the way, this idea we mentioned at the bottom of Amabez, of talking about case with the guys holding the ear, that's going to be the line of the day in many of the cases. We shall see. Harini Kazet. If a guy says, Harini Kazet, I'm like this, I'm here by like this, Allah says, he's a nazir. Now, what does that mean? Need the Mar asks, Need not me to tough as Pesarai. The Mar takes for granted that, again, we're talking about where he's holding his ear. Granted, he's holding his ear. Hareni kazet le'amar. The gears that we have, I'll just read the words, is Hareni kazet le'amar, but he didn't say Hareni kazet. Of course he said Hareni kazet. That was the whole case. On the contrary, holding the hair was not what we had in the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah was, the guy says Hareni kazet. That's all we know about the case. Says the Gemara, even though he's holding his hair, he didn't say Hareni kazet. That's rare. So the Rush explains, stick in another word. I mean, there's a few different explanations. And this Gemara, we'll take the Rush's Malach. Rush says, stick in the word le'amar klum. Says the Rush, what the Gemara is asking is, the Gemara is saying, even if he's holding his hair, Hareini Kazet Lemar Klum. How is Hareini Kazet enough? He's holding his hair and he says Hareini Kazet. So what's that? He's like his hair? How is that a net? How is that a pledge for Naziris? So Lemar Klum sticks in one word. Ayes Lemar Klum. Amar Shmuel. There's other Malchum as well, but just go with Rush. Amar Shmuel. The case was, once again, like yesterday's daf, the Nazir was Evel Fanov. So he is holding his hair. He holds his hair. He says Hareini Kazet and the Nazir Evel Fanov. So that, of course, is going to be a proper declaration. That's going to be a proper declaration of Naziris. So the Rush then goes on to ask, so what's the Chiddush then? If the Nazir is Evel Fanav, and he says Hareini Kazet, and he's holding his ear, is there a doubt that he means Naziris? So the Rush says, yeah, it could be. When a guy says Hareini Kazet, we still could always have that, that possibility that he means, I'm like this fellow, like the guy was a wealthy guy, the guy was a good-looking guy, the fellow had maybe good yichas, maybe he's making the declaration, I'm like this fellow in other manners. Maybe that's what it means, I'm like this fellow in other manners, not necessarily the guy of Naziris. So there's a chiddush over here that we're saying that it means Naziris. Now the truth is, Tesod Daf Bez or Bez, once we get to the stage where we say it's Nazir Evel Funav, and he says, Reni Kazah, Yitaka Doni Tafas Pesari. You don't even need any more holding the hair. Holding the hair would be superfluous. Reni Kazah, Nazir Evel Funav, that alone would be enough. As Isaac Tesod, back on again, Daf Bez and Bez. However, the Shita says, the Gemara doesn't clearly fall off of Tafas Pesari. The Gemara seems to be going, in addition to Tafas Pesari, and saying the words Reni Kazah, it was Nazir Evel Funav, Shmuel saying, in addition, where it's Nazir Evel Funav, but you have all three. Tafas Pesari is holding his ear, Hareini Kazeh, and Nazir Lefanav, Shita himself asked, I don't know why you need all three. It seems to be a lot. Well, we do need all three, what will be the Chiddush if you have all three? But he says, it seems like for the Gemara that you do still have all three. Okay, says the Gemara further. Hareini Mesalso. The person says, it's on me to be Mesalso. So we're saying that Tlash Nazir is because Mesalso is related to here. Ask the Gemara, in my Dahad and Silsa Sara, where do we see that Silsa relates to one's hair? Says Gemara, like the Amsabe Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe Sal said to one of the Talmidim, we shtel to, of course, the Rashi by Yosef, that says Yosef was Masas Masari, but this is the maidservant of Rebbe, was saying to one of the Talmidim, Admasai at the Masas Masarecha, till when are you going to curl your hair? So clearly the word Masasal was being used in the context of here. We see the word Salsal relates here, that's what we say, a Lashon of Masasal is a Lashon for Naziris, a Lashon of here. Now the truth is, This maidservant of Rebbe is not the only time we have in Shas. It comes up multiple times where the Chachamim weren't sure about the meaning of certain words, and they used to use the expressions that the Amsa the Rebbe used to interpret, because Rebbe, of course, was very, very learned and knew all the words, and therefore even the maidservants of his house were fluent in all the meanings of specific words because of his usage. So they would actually use the maidservant's lashon. The classic case that comes to mind is when it talks about reading the Megillah b'Sirugin. It's not Yitzah. What does Sirugin? What does Sirugin mean? And the Talmidim were coming in staggered, and she says to the Talmidim, similar story, till when he'd come in b'Sirugin staggered. If I remember correctly, the Marvel also talks about something to do with a broom, brushing something away with a broom. She used the expression of explaining something like a broom, and the Chazal learned from there a title of another word means the lashon of a broom. There's many different words that there's a list in a few places of Shas where it goes through lists of words that Amsabe Rebbe taught the Bnei Terah, the Talmidim, very what it means based on her usage. So it is one of them that she says, "Misalso b'sarecha." We see salso relates here. Ask them not so fast. Go based on a pasuk. Ema maybe means Taira. Tichsev salsalea usramecha. Salsa means like, you know, get involved with it and it'll lift you up, the Taira. So maybe it means it's based on that pasuk in Mishlei. Amar Shmuel hachanami again. Shetafas Basari. We're talking about again a case with Tafas Basari, like I mentioned before, there's going to be a keynote of the day. Keeps coming up. Shmuel's memory of Tafas Basari. Here too, we must be talking about where it was Tafas Basari's holding here. So again, comes out that Masalsa alone is talking, not clearly an indication of here, but saying Masalsa together with holding the hair, that clearly means an indication of his ears. Harin Mechalkel, I'm going to be Mechalkel. It does it right, so that'll be very good. If you don't need it. Masalsa and Tafas is enough. Again, similar to what we said for the Taishas ready, you don't need all three, right? For Harini Kazeh and the Gemara was bothered, Harini Kazeh and Tafas itself is not enough. The Gemara says, okay, Nazar in front of, but the Taishas, that negates the need for Tafas Basari. Over here, Lechera, we're seeming very clear.
Wait by the end of this Gemara, what we're really saying is, give me one at least.
Right, again, there are different cases, different wordings, but at least in these wordings, it seems like the word of Masalsa alone with Tafas Pesare, without Evel Funav, is enough. That seems to be the case. That's correct. Harin Mechalko. What if he says Harin Mechalko? Again, Lashon Aziris. My Tehadim Kilkel Sari. Where do you see Kilkel Sari of here? Kitatran, like we learned in the Mishnah, there's, of course, in Shabbos, this is relating to the Lachas of carrying. So before we see the Mishnah, before we see inside, let's just point out that when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, each item, the obligation, the chiyah for carrying a Shabbos is a person, in general, malacha Shabbos are the minimal amount of constructive malacha in any mitzvah, in any topic, that's considered a malacha. So when it comes to carrying, what's the minimal amount of useful carrying? So that'll determine whether one's chiyah for carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Sid, when it comes to carrying, literally Sid is like plaster or lime, we'll see what it's being used for in a second. Rida Eimer, Kidei Lasid Kilkel, right over here. Kidei Lasid Kilkel, enough to apply to Kilkel. That's the amount that one is chayav for carrying a Shabbos, because that's a use. What's the use? Applying it to Kilkel. What does that mean? Amarav, what does that mean? Kilkel, Bas Sida, the hair of the temple. Apparently, back in the day, the women used to put a little plaster, it was like a hair removal method, it's kind of like waxing today. They used to put a little plaster on the hair near the temple, and then pull it off, and pull the hair off the temple. Apparently, that was a style. Not that hair by the temple. Today, it's not something, I don't think, something we do. But they used to take off the hair by the temple. Okay, the point just is that the word kilkel is clearly referring to hair. It's related to hair. In fact, Gemara, Ema mezan anye. And if we say it's a good lashon nazirus, ask the Gemara. Ema mezan anye. Maybe kilka means lashon of sustaining those that need food. Kedichsev. First of all, we say all the time parnasa the chalkala. We always say it all the time. But says Gemara, where do you see the Torah this lashon? Kedichsev chalkal Yosef aves al echem. Yosef sustained his father and his brothers. Lashon of giving sustenance. So maybe that's what it means. No shaychus nazirus. Amar Shmuel, you guessed it. Hachanam mishtafas basari. You're right. Kilka alone wouldn't be enough. We're talking about he was tough as Barry, holding his ear, and saying Kilka, that's clearly a declaration of Naziris. Hare Lashach Pera raised a Nazir. The Mishnah guy says, it's on me to send or to grow out Pera, then he's a Nazir. But my dad, the Shiluch Ribu, how do you know Shiluch of it means growing it out? Tichsiv, Lachar, your sources for Shir Shir, Shiluchayach Pardes, remind him. Your Shiluchayach, your growths of here are like a Pardes, an orchard of remainder of pomegranates. But that would talk mean growing out. Aber, aim a midi, perhaps we should say, midavuri, maybe means removing of the hair. He sends the water out on the fields. That's the lashon of maybe of sending it out, of getting rid of it. I mean, sending it out on the fields. But the point is, maybe it means the lashon of getting rid of the hair, not growing the hair. Tana para para yalef. The Gemara says that the Tana of a Mishnah, he learned out para para from the pasuk in Yecheskel. Why? By Nazir it says kaddish yeah. By the way, again, kaddish keeps referring to kaddish. You pointed out a good kosher nazir for proper purpose and proper commitment is called a kaddish. Kaddish yeah gadol pera uchsevasam gabi kainedit upera leish lechu. It says by kainedit upera leish lechu. Says the word pera there as well. So we know just like a kain does not his hair grow for more than 30 days. A kain gadol is even less often than that. I think once a week, right? Melech is once a day, but a kain hedyet doesn't let his hair grow for more than 30 days. He has to ask a haircut every 30 days. So too, lashon pera by us is a lashon of against his pera over there. So pera here as well is about letting hair grow for 30 days. It's interesting over there is the kain is not allowed to let his hair grow for 30 days. Again, it's about not letting it grow for more than 30 days. He has to take it every 3 days. But we're taking out from there this idea of letting it grow for 30 days. So too, that's what it means by Nazir. Ibais Ema, Hai Shaleach Mayim, the Pasuk by Shaleach Mayim, Nami, Ribu. You thought Shaleach Mayim, B'nei Chutzis, was a, that was Pasuk in Eiv. You thought that was a miyat of sending away the hair. It's actually a Ribu. It's challenging here, so we have a Kimitag Rasif, or not. Techi Dekad, Mashkele Mayim, Lepera, for Ravi. That the water comes into the fruit trees and they grow. The water causes things to grow. That's referring to para, is right to relate to growing. And if we ask to, it would be related to growing of the hair, not cutting of the hair. Okay, so two different sources, how we ultimately stick to the fact that para means growing of the hair. But the bottom line is, when a person says lashon of shaleach para, he means naziris. Okay, we have said the Mishnah, if he says arei tzipporin, rebbe arei nazir. If he says Rebbe Tzipporin, Rebbe says the Nazir, Chum says it's not a Nazir. Now, what Shaychus Tzipporin to Naziris? We mentioned quickly, I don't know if it's the morning share, the evening share, and one of the share we mentioned quickly, I jumped into it, that because Tzipporin are found by Karbanis. Which Karbanis? A Nazir Tar doesn't bring Tzipporin, only Nazir Tameh. But we'll see, that is still a Pshat in the Gemara, the Smeichim's Pshat. But the Gemara first means for Rish Lakish an alternative Pshat. How does Tzipporin relate to Naziris? My time with Derek Mayer, I'm Rish Lakish, Tzipporin Smuch in the Ser, Kiba Love. He's being Makabal, is unbelievable. The words, when he says Tzipporin, the word Tzipporin is found in the Pasuk next to here, next to Seir. And that's what he's referring to. He quoted a word in the Pasuk, Tzipporin, which is next to the word here, and he's referring to here, and here means the Zeris. That's where Mary learns. Tichsiv, Adi Sara, this is Pasuk of Daniel, Adi Sare, Kenishrin, Riva, Tifari, Bitzipporin. Rameir Savar, Matvis, and Ishbibi, Tzamachle. Rameir holds, a person would be Matvis in something that is samech. Samech samech, meaning he would take the word tzipporin and be referencing really the word here, which is close to tzipporin, to mean naziris. Okay, Tavam Beis, Rabbanan Tzavi, Leh Matfis Nishim Bidin Samech. Rabbanan say, no, person not Matfis in something near to the Pasuk, it's not what's in his mind, and therefore, he doesn't mean naziris. Rabbi Yechamar, no. When it says tzipporin, the machlokes is whether or not that's going to be considered a good declaration of naziris is as follows. Kulama, Leh Matfis. Everyone agrees, a person's not Matfis. That which is close by in the pasuk, Ella, Hanitam Der Meir, the Cheshin and Shem, it's Spur, Nazir, Tameh, Kibalai, Alav. A Nazir who becomes Tameh does, rather, in his process of becoming ready to become a Nazir again, to retire himself, being Karbanis, and become Tar again, he brings Sepirim. He brings birds. So he's referring to, perhaps, it's an interesting Lashon, Dilma. First discuss, Lashon of Dilma, perhaps he means the Cheshin and he means the Tzipari of the Tzipari of Nazir, and that relates him to an obligation of Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Cheshin Kamer. You're saying it means Cheshinan. You're not saying Klar means Naziris Tamei. It could be Naziris of Tamei. Well, and not so much, the point, main point is not Tamei. Once it means Naziris, we say it means to be Nazir. But maybe it means something totally different. Tilma Tzipari Nadavah Kibbalah. A person could pledge birds. You're not supposed to bring a Chatas Benadavah. chatas bird, but an eilus stuff you can bring. You can pledge a pair of, it's very common to pledge a pair of birds, a set of birds as eilus. It's a common pledge. It says, Mara Domit Spar Davik Olav, Imkein, Harei like Kam Bailey. The typical lashon by pledging us a pair of birds as an eilus is Harei like Kam. It's on me to bring a Kam, a nest, which usually means a set of birds. That's what you normally would say. But of course, over here you said lashon Tzipayrim, which is not the normal lashon. We say, the means is yours. In fact, Mara still, Vidilma, similar to the question we had yesterday, Vidilma, Harei like Tzipayrim Mitzarek Amar. Maybe he means to say, I'll supply the birds for Mitzarek. Maybe yesterday it's out. He means to say, I'll supply the karbanis for that nazir, not that I'm a nazir. So to here, maybe declaring he's going to supply the birds for a mitzayra, not for a nazir. Harielai, it's for a mitzayra. He's maybe he's declaring I'm going to supply the birds for a mitzayra. Says Mari, nah, we're not confusing it that he means to pray a mitzayra because what was the case? Back to this far, we're talking about a case or this scenario that a nazir was over the fun of. Says Mari, still. Even as I find of the Dilma Nazatami, maybe it's going about Nazatami, and he's patting the Nazatami, he's saying, I'll supply his karbanis. Mar says, you're right. Going to try a Nazar. If the Nazar walk in front of him was Tame, maybe that's what you could have a doubt that he means not that he himself is a Nazir, but rather he's supplying the Tame, the birds for the Nazar Tame. But when we said that Nazar Evelfanav, we're talking about Hachamayas Inan, and Nazar Torah was Evelfanav. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense that he's pledging to supply the birds in case this guy becomes Tameh. Must mean he means, it's a funny Lashon, because Nazar does bring birds only B'tumah, but with the Nazar Evelfanav. And he says, he means, I need to be, declare myself in a state like Nazirus, and I'm a Nazir, that may have to come to bring Tzibarim if I become Tameh, but he means a declaration of Nazirus. Okay. Maybe now. So we have Reish Lakish saying that the Machlokes Rabbeinu Chachamim is whether the word Tzipayrim is being referred to the Tzipayrim next to the pasuk where it says the word Seir. That's Reish Lakish. And you have Rabbi Yechon saying that it's based on whether or not the Tzipayrim refers to Tzipayrim of a Nazir. Ikbenah. What's the flip between the two? Bottom line is, Rameir says it's Nazirus, Achamim says it's not. What if he spells out the words? He says, he makes the declaration, the birds that are next to the Seir, in the puzzle Seir, Alai. According to Rabbi Yechonon, without Nazir Evafanav, it's not a good enough declaration that I'm referring to the Tzipayrim in the Pasuk of Seir, not good enough. Whereas, according to the Shmuel Lakish, Afagav the Inazav Evafanav, even if Inazav is not Evafanav, if he says the words Tzipayrim Smuch the Seir Alai, then it would be a good Nazir. They're trying to point out. Taisvay says, but you know what comes out from this? If comes out clear is when we spoke of Rish Lakish's pshat that we're talking about a case. We said Tzipayrim, and the question was whether he's referring to the Tzipayrim in the pasuk next to Seir. We never made a mention over there. Legabe Rish Lakish's pshat that's Nazir Evel Funav. It comes out clear from this Gemara, from the Gemara's Mai Benayu, that only when he says Tzipayrim Asmuchin L'Seir Alai, when he spells out that I'm referring to Tzipayrim Asmuchin L'Seir in the pasuk, only there Rish Lakish is saying you don't need Nazar Evafanav, and according to Bechon, you still need Nazar Evafanav. But it sounds like even Rish Lakish would agree. If you just say the word Tzipayrim, and we say, according to Meir, means Tzipayrim that's part of the pasuk next to Seir, you still would also need Nazar Evafanav. The Gemara didn't say it, but it would seem clear that you still need it, even according to Rish Lakish in that case. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Miklamad Amar Le Mitfas Inish, Bemos Samachlei. Is there anyone that could Bechon disagree that Bechon is saying no one agrees to this idea of Rish Lakish, that a person doesn't connect to the word next to the pasuk Vatanya, Haimer Yumin, Harez Shvua? A person says, Blushan, Yumin. He means the Shvua, my timer. Lav Hashem Dachsev is because it says, Vayarm Yuminai, Usmaila El Shemayim, Vesham Vachai Eilam. It says, Lashon of Yuminai, Usmaila also, but it says, next to it, Lashon of Vesham Vachai Eilam. So, Chari, it's a right that Yumin is Lashon Shvua only because it's in close proximity to Pasuk, where it has the word Shvua. So, just like over there, we're saying it's Lashon Shvua, so to Baal, Tzipar could be a Lashon of Seir, Lashon of here, and therefore Lashon of Zeros. Who could argue that? Army Light. They said, no, it's a mistake. Mishum the Yamin Gufa Ikashua. The word Yamin itself means Shua. The Tanya Minayla Min Shay Shua. The word Yamin is Shua. Shanemar Nishba Shem Bi Minay. Because it's much more directly connected. It's not Stam in the Pasuk of Shua. It's associated with the Shua. Nishba Shem Bi Minay. The word Yaminai, the right hand, is associated with Shua. And therefore, when someone says Yaminai, it's Lashon Shua. Further, Uminai, once we quote this price, we quote the rest as well. Uminai Lama Smal Shi Shua. How you know Smal also says Shua. Shanemar, because it says also Uvizroya Uzai. It also says Uzroya Uzai. So the point is, we learn from there that Zroya Uzai comes to include that the smiley also is Lashon Shvua, but the point is, it's not the pshat that it's in a pasuk in close proximity to Shvua, and therefore we say Yiminai or smiley means Shvua. It's because we have a drasha that those words themselves mean Shvua. That's different. We want to say the fact that you use the word Tzipayrim and it's near Seir, that's enough. Maybe not. That's Machlokes. That's what Rabbi Yechon will argue, because the right half is not about just proximity. It's only from a case where we touch up the word to mean Shvua. It's like the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah, I know we're back to starting, I think, on time, right? Yeah. So by the way, we have to start moving daf back five minutes earlier because we have our davening's getting earlier, right? Okay. So we have to, we'll call it 5:45, sometime between 5:45 and 5:50, we have to be on the road already. Okay, says the Mishnah. Harini nazir min hachatanim. The first says, I'm a nazir from grape seeds, umnazagim, or from grape skins, umnatagachas. And by the way, even though it says the Rishonim didn't speak out, it means or, because otherwise this whole Mishnah wouldn't be the machlokes, it's wouldn't be relevant. Umnatagachas, or from hair cutting. So he's only saying I'm a nazir from part of the components of naziris. Grape skins, seeds, hair cutting, minatuma from tuma, harbeis a nazir, he's a nazir. V'chol tuk a nazir's love, and all of the dinim nazir's on him. He accepted nazir's only for part. Yet nazir's is chal, and it's not chal. It's chal. Everything we spoke about in the nedarim is an interesting concept. L'chari should say, what do you mean? It's almost like he made it tonight. I want to be a nazir if I'm a nazir only for wine, but if it includes hair cutting and tuma, I'm not a nazir. So he should be a nazir. Now, he didn't say those words, but that's really essentially what he's saying. I want to be a nazir only from this. So either let him be a nazir only from this, or let him not be a nazir at all. So we pointed out back. About a week or two ago, that there's a concept, the whole concept of tanai really is a chiddush. The fact that you can qualify what you're trying, the chalais trying to make, or the action trying to make, is a chiddush. If you don't do it with the rules of tanayim, it doesn't work. Well, the rules of naziris don't allow for these splits. He made himself a nazir, he pledged naziris, and then he tried to qualify in a way that doesn't work. Well, guess what? He's a nazir without the qualification. That's the Gemara. Masiz like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, the Tanya, Reb Shimon, Eimer, Ein Echai Vashi Dibakum. Reb Shimon says he's talking about nazir until he makes a naziris from all of the matters of naziris. Rabban and Amri, we'll stop with this. I feel a nazir, Ela B'chaim and Hain, having nazir. Even if making naziris only a declaration of one of the items of naziris, he incurs now a full flesh naziris. We'll see more about the machlekes tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.